Lord, may my spoken words be faithful to your written word and lead us to your living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, it's lovely to see this church full of people worshipping at this carol service. And thank you all for taking the time at such a busy time of year to come out and be with us. For it is a busy time of year, isn't it? I speak for my people, but also I suspect for all of us here tonight. What with school nativities, carol concerts, family reunions, church services, community events, shopping for food and presents, cooking, decorating, writing cards, the list is endless. And it's very easy to get caught up in an endless round of noise and movement and doing, and can be very hard to stop and be. There's a lot of noise and movement in the Christmas story that we've been listening to this evening from the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel. One thing I noticed as I sat down to read the whole thing in one go at the start of the week is how much travelling people are doing. And these are in the days when travel was at best by donkey and quite often on foot. Mary goes from Nazareth to Elizabeth's house in Judea, a distance of about 90 miles, and back again. Mary and Joseph go from Nazareth to Bethlehem, another 90 miles. Shepherds travel from hills outside Bethlehem to visit the baby, and back again. And in our next reading, wise men from the east will follow a star, a journey that may well have taken up to 2 years from their home to Bethlehem. And that's without counting the angels descending to earth and ascending back into heaven at several points during the story. And then when we arrive in Bethlehem, it's crowded with visitors for the census. Its streets are noisy and full of people. In the skies above, we hear crowds and choirs of angels singing. So this Christmas story is full of activity and life. God is on the move and God is calling his people into action, making sure that everybody is in exactly the right place for the moment of the birth of his son, Jesus. And then, right at the end of the reading that we've just heard, we find this simple sentence. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. After long days of travelling, after the stress of the birth of her baby, after the surprise visits of strangers, shepherds, calling in the middle of the night, a moment of stillness and wonder. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And this moment of stillness and wonder takes us right to the heart of this story. For at the heart of Christmas is simply this: a newborn baby, a baby who has said nothing, done nothing, achieved nothing at all, except for being born. And yet, at the birth of this baby, heaven opens, angels sing, and shepherds visit full of excitement at what they've been told about the child. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, the song Mary Did You Know, which we listened to a bit earlier on in this service, provokes on the sort of social media I follow anyway, an annual debate. What exactly did Mary know? On one level, of course, Mary knew, because she'd heard from the angel Gabriel that her baby would be great, would be called the Son of the Most High, would reign forever, and would be called the Son of God. She knew that there was something amazing about the baby she was to bear. But could she possibly have known that first Christmas night all that life would have in store for the tiny baby lying in the manger in front of her? Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. When people in this story encounter the infant Jesus, their response is worship. When Mary visits Elizabeth, the babies in their womb recognize each other and leap for joy, and the two expectant mothers speak out in worship. As Jesus is born, shepherds on a hillside are invited into the eternal worship of heaven. And in a moment we will hear the story of the Magi, the wise men, arriving in Bethlehem, worshipping the child and offering their treasures. Moments of stillness in a story full of movement. Moments of quiet in a story full of noise. Moments of being in a story full of doing. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now we, of course, do know. We have the witness of the Gospels and the New Testament as to who that tiny baby grew up to be and what he grew up to do. And this is how Pete Gregg, founder of 24/7 Prayer, describes the miracle that took place on Christmas night in his book, Dirty Glory. He says this: "This then is our creed. We believe in the blasphemous glory of Emmanuel, infinity dwindled to infancy, as the poet once said. We believe in omnipotence surrendering to incontinence, the name above every other name rumoured to be illegitimate. We believe that God's eternal word once squealed like a baby, and when eventually he learned to speak, it was with a regional accent. The creator of the cosmos made tables, and presumably he made them badly at first. The Holy One of Israel got dirt in the creases of his hands." It's very easy, in a season of rushing around, busyness, movement and noise, to miss the moment. There must have been many people in Bethlehem who were totally unaware of the miracle taking place among them that first Christmas night, who rushed past the manger without even noticing. There must have been others outdoors that night who failed to hear the song of the angels, perhaps too preoccupied with their own concerns. There must have been others who saw the star in the sky, yet failed to follow because they had other priorities. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And what of us? In this busy season, it's easy for us too to rush past the manger without noticing, to allow the noise of our own life to drown out the music of heaven, to so focus on the trappings of Christmas that we miss out on its heart. And so as Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart, I invite you, in the stillness of this place, to spend a few minutes treasuring up this story and pondering, perhaps for the first time or perhaps for the 100th time or even more, the blasphemous glory of Emmanuel. And so in a moment, we're going to play a piece of music, a song, and I invite you, with the shepherds and the angels, with Mary and the wise men, to offer to God in the quiet your thoughts and feelings, your certainties and confusions, your joys and sorrows, before the God who made space for us. And if it's helpful, this is where your hearts come in, because if it's helpful to you to write maybe a word or a couple of words in response, I invite you, while this song plays, to write them on those hearts. And I was going to invite you, either during the song or afterwards, to place them on the tree. There's an awful lot of us here. I'm going to suggest maybe that you hold on to your hearts. And if you'd like to place them on the tree at the end of the service, I think that would probably be easier and safer as we go. And so, in the stillness, spend some time just pondering these things, treasuring them with Mary, and reflecting on that mystery, that blasphemous glory of Emmanuel.